My name is Kathira Kesierelei, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Frank Hodo, FrankHodo. This patient was seen on the 29th of November. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD. The CKD has remained stable. And is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 20, creatinine of 1.8, and eGFR of 37. The patient has symptoms of nocturia frequency and urgency, and there is evidence of hematuria in the urinary sediment period. The pulse void pelvic ultrasound was ordered to further evaluate the symptoms and to rule out obstructive uropathy. We have referred him to Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, for persistent urinary symptoms. Period. There is evidence of selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 42.5. Number 2, renal transplant recipient, which is stable. He is currently taking mycophenolate, 250 milligrams, 2 caps twice a day, tacrolimus, 1 milligram, 4 taps every 12 hours, and prednisone, 5 milligrams, 1 tab every day. continue the current regimen. His tackle limit level is 6.9 from 7.1. Next line. Hyperlipidemia, which has remained unremarkable, considering the current regimen. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has remained stable, continue with the current regimen of allopurinol 300 milligrams. Type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has slightly improved from an A1C of 8.6% to 8.0%. He has an upcoming appointment with Hannah. In the next couple of weeks, period. Next line. Hematuria, microscopic hematuria in the setting of high urea. He is symptomatic, period. The patient has experienced chronic high urea with hematuria and urinary symptoms. We are referring him to Dr. Arciola for further evaluation. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 143 over 75. He has a normal BMI of 24 and weighs 164 pounds today. The next line, primary hyperparathyroidism. He is currently taking Sensipar 30 milligrams. His calcium level is within normal limits at 8.9. And his PTH is at 150. Continue with the current regimen. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line, BPH. For the patient, he is status post-prostatectomy. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and